calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
85043.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Starling Fetzer, F-E-T-Z-E-R.
Okay. Have you placed an order for something?
I did.
When did you place
the
order?
Let me. I was speaking to Akira earlier. We got disconnected, and I was doing a Home Depot survey, and I did the survey, and they said you have a couple of products you could win, but they showed me a Dyson V11. It's a stick vacuum, battery-powered, I guess.
Okay, so I need to find that order. Did you get an order number?
No, because they keep, the reason why I'm calling is because it wasn't an order. It was like, you know, we need information, and for $5 you'll get this stick vacuum, and I read some of the reviews and stuff on it. And so when I was putting my information in, it wouldn't accept. What it said was, it kept coming up as a, we found the address, but we need more information. Well, there are four apartments on the property, and I live in the house that's on the property because I'm the manager. And
so so this is a call center, so we really can't assist you with the address or any problems that you're facing with the order. Now, I can say that you may have to change devices or turn the device off and turn it back on. It may not save the address if you're getting some type of address error. Do you think that's the issue?
I have had problems, and we have had problems since I've been on the property with the address, because there are apartments on it, but we are not the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
In the apartments, we are in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have mailboxes all lined up with apartment letters on them, and the home has no letter on it. It's just a box that has the right address.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all lined up together. The mailman knows how to deliver it. But we have had problems before with ordering stuff.
Okay. So that is something that I can't help you with. You would just have to put the address in to the apartment complex. And I don't know, since you said you're the manager, I don't know if you can manage the mail somehow or let the post office know. As long as it has your name on it, will they send it, deliver it to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you how to adjust the address since you already have a known problem with the address in the area. The only thing I suggest to you is to put the address in that they will accept, as long as it will come to the property and you're certain that the company is going to deliver it to you if you have your name on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get the mail. I get the mail for sometimes the apartment, especially if it's for apartments, because they'll drop them over the fence because I have a fenced yard. And usually I'll, or even FedEx comes, but they don't drive on the property because it's, you know, private property. So
yes, ma'am, you have to determine how you're going to get the product. I mean, you would have to put in the address that's going to best be close enough to for you to get it. I really am not trained or advised to give you any advice on that, really. You would have to determine if you think you're going to get it based on the address that you put in the system.
Well, I should, but see, they won't accept it. I mean, that's the reason why I'm calling. So I'm okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm saying if you can come up with a way to put the address in there where it will arrive at the apartment complex and they will still deliver it to you. So that is something that you would have to determine if you can do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.